Norway election, left-wing leader poised to become new prime minister. By Breitbart London on September 14, 2021. Copenhagen, Denmark, AP, the leader of Norway's Labour Party is to start talks Tuesday in an attempt to build a coalition after the centre-left bloc beat the incumbent Conservatives and won Norway's general elections. With all votes now counted, the Labour Party and its two left-leaning allies, the Socialist Left and the Eurosceptic Centre Party, grabbed 100 seats in the 169-seat Stortinget Assembly while the current government would get 68. The last seat is going to a Northern Norway health-focused protest party, Pasi and Focus. The outgoing assembly was 88-81 in favour of the centre-right led by Prime Minister Erna Solberg, who was ousted after 2 4-year terms in the job. Her party also suffered a huge loss, 9 seats. Monday's result means that currently all 5 Nordic countries now have left-leaning governments. Jonas Gahr Støre, the Labour leader, said he would start talks with Norway's third-largest group, the Centre Party, and its leader Trygve Slagsvold Vedum. That party made the largest gain and grabbed 9 seats. Gahr Støre also will meet the media later while Solberg is scheduling a news conference to talk about the election outcome. Any post-election horse trading is likely to be fraught for the Labour Party and Gahr Støre. The socialist left won't offer its support lightly, and the Centre Party is also demanding a more aggressive approach towards shifting to renewable energy. Gahr Støre, who is poised to become prime minister, is a 61-year-old former civil servant. He also owns a large part of his family's company, and most of the fortune there comes from the sale in 1977 of a Norwegian company that made cast iron stoves and fireplaces. Gahr Støre also served as foreign minister from 2005 to 2013 under then Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg. He took over the reins of the party when Stoltenberg became NATO Secretary General. Nearly 3.9 million Norwegians were eligible and more than 1.6 million of them voted in advance, according to Norway's Election Commission. Turnout was 76.5%, down from more than 78% last time.